farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries urges commercial banks to lower interest rates to single digit to bolster production and growth in the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME sector. Stay with us to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Calling all government pensioners in Portland and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, September 23, the AGD will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, September 23, Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio, Portland at 10 a.m.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda, is urging commercial banks to reconsider how they determine whether to grant loans to micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, including those in the agriculture value chain. This, he says, should involve the reduction of interest rates to single digit to boost production and growth within the MSME sector. Minister Samuda says the agriculture sector cannot grow with an interest rate that exceeds 4%.
It's one of the most challenging areas because every single day when a farmer gets awake, he has to wonder whether or not today is the day when I'm going to have inclement weather that is going to destroy my crop. So in terms of risk-taking, the farmers of this country take the greatest risks every day of their lives.
According to Minister Samuda, one of the greatest challenges facing MSMEs is the inability to provide the level of collateral required to access loans.
For Jamaica to really go forward, the philosophy of banking has to be altered somewhat, whereby the focus is more on the viability of the project than on the level of collateral that is offered.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. And on our Calling Farmers Notice board this morning, the USAID-funded Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change 2 JA Reach 2 project, in partnership with the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, MICAF, will be hosting a Climate Smart Agriculture Symposium at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston, September 13 to 14, from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. The two-day symposium will be held under the theme Growing Agriculture and Incomes in the Face of Climate Change and enable participants to increase impact, attract funding and technical assistance, and build partnerships in the area of climate-smart agriculture through networking. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. New broom sweep clean, but old broom no dem kana. Translation: the new broom sweeps clean, but the old broom knows all the corners. And this means we should strive for a happy blend between the old and the new, combining the freshness of the new with the valuable experience of the old.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-829022 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-829022 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.